Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech. Here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really,
once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is the lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny chip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner, let's get this in the movie. For real, I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young, up-and-coming hip-hop artists to play Chris. Let's do this, man.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
This is ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, TAZ, in the house. Again, we have black people on the show that ain't called into the show. But I see somebody that I know. I think this is CJ. Miss CJ, you are on the show right now, and you are the only one.
No.
You hear me? Miss CJ, you are the only one that called in. So I'm going to play a Velly Bell song while you trying to slap Velly in the head. Like, yo, what's up?
Okay, I'm making a call.
I need to start, look, I need to start having white guests. I ain't being prejudiced, but I'm just saying. I need to start having white guests. All right. I'm getting ready to play this song by Velly Bell, and you do your thing. I'm getting ready to click you out.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Velly Bell, who's supposed to be calling in right now. The name of this song is Street Life. I'm going to play Street Life, and hopefully Velly and DJ Darla need to call in too.
I play the street life because there's no place I can go. Life, it's the only life I know. Street life, and there's a thousand cards to play. Street life, until you play your life away.
I look up and see death around the corner with liquor and marijuana aroma. It's all the same from Seattle to California, Chicago to New York. If you slipping, they'll run up on ya. Atlanta to Arizona, Miami to Cincinnati, Texas back to Tacoma. We shoot dice by the street lights, and if the rollers run up on us, we gon' turn these back streets to Daytona. And we play it till it's game over, watching the prison population change over. They'll take ballers out the game like Phil Jackson, but for some reason it's still action. They're still macking, pimping, selling dope, jacking, just for temporary satisfaction. Homie, it gets drastic. There's only two ways out. Prison or death is how the game plays out. Watch dope fiends smoke away their dreams all night and see the flicker from the lighters hit the cream. While the D-boy is feeling like a king until the drug units sting him and throw his ass in the bin. And baby girl say that she can sing, but she's on the track because of how she look in them jeans. I seen it all, so none of this is different to me. I hear sirens out the window and hear the smoke from the endo. I lost homies and some kinfolk, feeling like I was holding on to life by a thin rope. I pray to God and I ask him for hope, because it's easy for the city to snatch you up by your throat. I play the street life like crabs in a bucket, everybody trying to eat right. And it gets deep, so if you ain't ready, then it'll bury you. 12 strangers will judge you, 6 of your homies scary.
Because there's no place I can go.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behinda, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at DHynesUnlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
Called you, told you, baby, I need you in me.
ATAZP. ATAZP Live. This is TAZ. That's my little sister, Dehinez. Getting ready to have her back on the show. She's been doing some new stuff. I got on the line, finally, my boy, Double V, Belly Bell, in the house. Yo, what's up, dog?
What's up, baby? My bad, man. I was just now making it to
like,
the house, bro.
I like y'all. I know y'all watching LeBron, but come on now. Because I got it on mute. And also, my co-host, who didn't decide to call in, I got DJ on the line. DJ, you there?
I was distracted, but I'm here now.
Yeah, yeah. She on Facebook telling me, is we got a show tonight because LeBron need me. Come on.
He needs us all. He needs everybody.
Exactly.
He needs us all.
I'm watching it. But, Bell, I just got through playing that song, Street Life. You sent me four tracks. And we got.
Right.
I'm gonna play them all, so we ain't gonna talk too long. But I want you to explain exactly who you are and exactly what you do.
All right. Well, that's what's up. My name is Velly Vale. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I just got out of prison recently. I just did 10 years. I'm 29 years old. Just Thanksgiving, I just turned 29. You know what I'm saying? I got locked up when I was 19, and I just got home 2.5 weeks ago. So, you know, my struggle is real long, and you'll get to feel me when you get to hear my music and stuff and see where I'm coming from and where I'm going. But ultimately right now, I'm probably don't want to be too confident, but I'm going to tell you I'm probably the hottest thing out here, because the reason why I say it is because my confidence is well matched with my talent and my ability. And since I had the time to sit down and really see where I'm trying to go, you know, the sky ain't even the limit for me, because all it has to do now is just come together. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm here to do right now is just put it together and just let cats know pretty much how we get down up here in Seattle.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I listen to some of the music. Usually I don't, because I heard you on another radio interview, on another web interview online. And, man, I'm going to tell you, you're not like some of the other people that come out with the same old sound, same old thing. So,
right.
I mean, what influenced your style, man?
Well, you know, when I went away, you know what I'm saying, I pretty much, I mean, I have a lot of respect for the rappers nowadays, and there's a lot of them I still like and listen to, but I was more on the Pac era, you know, Machiavelli era, and, you know, that mid-90s, the late 90s, early 2000s, before I feel, I mean, music was a lot different than it is now, so I like try to capture the times that people need to remember, as far as like my approach to stuff. I like to tell more stories, paint pictures. I like to, you know, express myself on my music through my life experiences, and I don't hold nothing back from, you know, my audience. I give you myself, you know, and all of my, you know, dark days and nights you're going to see on my music, and you're going to, you know, be able to enjoy it with me when I get the things that make me more happier and that I desire to get. So, you know, I like to take people on that ride, and like, because that's what Pac did, and I felt like that's what really influenced my approach, was how he did it, because he didn't make you feel like you was a fan. He made you feel like family. So that's what I'm trying to make with my audience, is to make them feel like they know me.
Cool, because Pac is one of my favorite rappers, matter of fact. If anybody did know, now they know. Get loose, man. The song, I wanted to play this first, but I was like, man, I'm going to hold it out till you come on and call in. This brother need to call in the next time, because I'm getting ready to play it. This is Get Loose. I want you to explain it and introduce the song.
Oh, this is Get Loose, man. It's a club banger. But it's also just a situation song, man, you know, whether you at the club, you know, you at a party, or you just feel like changing the atmosphere up, you know what I'm saying? You could just get loose and let the beat take you where it wants to take you, and listen to what I'm saying, because it's real. This is for the ladies, so soak it up.
Get loose. Just trying to see what's happening with you, man. See what we can do, where we can go. I want to see you loose. Mama, what you drinking? We'll order that bottle without thinking if it'll get you loose.
Can it get you loose, man?
Pop the bottle of Goose and I smash off. I'm in the wind, top speeding like a NASCAR. She got a friend and they ready for the fast life.
They both dropped their boyfriends last night, so they ready for the fast type. And that's me, Mr. Belly. I'm so filthy, I don't sweat them. I just let these brides choose if they feel me. Set the mood, have them moving so seductively. Down to do anything just to fuck with me. Everything luxury. Who got you sitting on the Louis seats? They say we obese, cause all my clique do is eat. Baby girl, we off the leash. Wetter than the beach when the tide in. Look at the type of shit that we slide in. It's like we safe at home plate. Most of these dudes hate cause they ain't got their own place. And all we ever do is get cake in the city of billions down the street from Bill Gates. Now baby, get loose and let the dro hit you and see that everything is so official. Baby, get loose and let your hair down to your shoulders and soak up everything I ever told you. Now get loose. Mama, what you drinking? We'll order that bottle without thinking if it'll get you loose. I wanna see you loose. Tell us that's the Van Moose and I'll come through. We can kick it and politic on the way to make a ticket. Or we can get explicit. Triple X, you told me you do yoga. Let me see if I can put your feet parallel to your shoulders. And murder the kitty, serving it for the city. Turning pretty to ditty women out to get money with me. Got them loose off the combo. I'm Doc Rivers, got baby running point like she's Rondo. Overlook the town in the condo. Getting papers, Mando. Watching out for haters, got me strapped like a stando. But baby girl's loose and she choosing, so I'm chosen. It's a blizzard in the city and it's got your boy frozen. Posing like I'm about to take a flick. When I'm perving off the liquor, trying to figure out which one of y'all's thicker. And I just want to get you in a suite so I can see for myself if you's a freak in the sheets. Now baby, get loose and let the dro hit you and see that everything is so official. Baby, get loose and let your hair down to your shoulders and soak up everything I ever told you. Now get loose. Mama, what you drinking? We'll order that bottle without thinking if it'll get you loose. I wanna see you loose. I'm not to be confused with the other type. I count numbers. They like a forerunner, and I'm like a new Hummer. Ain't no wonder why you down and do a choosing on the under. Cause they ball for a week and we shut it down for the summer. And you ain't never felt that. As cold as you try to be, my ism will melt that. I'm trying to give you pleasure like Pete. Show you I'm the better man, cause he's green like a rookie and I'm seasoned like a veteran. Like David Letterman, I talk for a living. Shoot from the hip quick like Eastwood and Unforgiven. And my mission is getting money by any means. So if my enemies is tripping, I lay them on their stomachs like a centipede. But I ain't even on that. I want to get you loose so you can show me where your thong at. We can do the most. Pour a glass of rosé and make a toast. You was bad across the room, but you better up close. Get loose and let the dro hit you and see that everything is so official. Baby, get loose and let your hair down to your shoulders and soak up everything I ever told you. Now get loose. Mama, what you drinking? We'll order that bottle without thinking if it'll get you loose. I wanna see you loose.
Not watching the game just that minute. I was getting feedback from my 18-year-old stepdaughter, and she was listening to the song with me, and she said she really liked it. She liked the beat. She was over here bobbing her
leg.
She's supposed to be doing her homework.
My nephew who hosts the show on line also, Mr. Bugs, he's in the chat room. He said, man, this song is something serious. That's exactly what he said. See, I was holding back. And I was like, I want to play this song right now, but just can't ain't here to explain it. So I played Streetlights, which I like, too. I like all of it. But I was like, man, that song hot right there, bro.
Yeah, we're actually trying to put it together right now to shoot the video for it. So we're trying to look for all the lovely ladies, you know, that we could throw in the video because, you know, it's going to be something nice. So we're looking to shoot that video, and then I'm also talking to some other cats trying to shoot the video for one of the other cuts we'll hear tonight, which is I'm So Filthy. So I'm trying to step it up, man. I got a show coming up on the 9th with Duna, which is Mac Dre, out here, a famous rapper out in the Bay Area, Mac Dre's cousin. And I'm getting on the deal with him. And yeah, so I got that going on the 9th. And I'm just trying to stay up focused, you know, because it's been 3 weeks today, as a matter of fact, since I've been out. So I'm just trying to stay progressing and pushing and moving things. I got the second mixtape that's going to come out here in a minute. We call it Black Friday. You know, it'll be out here in a hot second. And I'm just trying to push what I got, the fresh out and still fresh.
Now, who does the production on your songs?
Well, I have a mix of producers, but the main producer on this album right here was my guy Muggs. You know, he's been doing beats for me since I was probably like 14, 15, and when I went to prison, you know, he stepped his game up and was involved with Corrupt and Twista, and you know, he's been in the industry a little bit, had his hands in some stuff since I've been gone, and now that I'm back, he's pretty much dedicated to making sure I get what I need as far as blowing up, you know. So he's supplying me with all these beats and making sure that he's the sound that's going to come out the town.
Well, I'm glad. Well, stick with that dude.
Yeah.
That mix is really sounding good, man, for real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
The flow is lovely.
Thank you.
I want you to explain Filthy. I heard you do it on the other radio station, so go on. Explain Filthy.
All right, well, this is actually kind of like my first hit as I see it coming, because every time I've done three shows since I've been out, I've done a show every week since I've been out, and, you know, every time I perform this song, man, it pretty much gets out of control, you know, because up here, you know, to say you're filthy is just like, it's like a major compliment, you know, like if you say something's filthy, it's something that's clean or something that's extravagant or something that, you know, you pretty much aim to get, you know. And that's pretty much one of the ultimate compliments. So for you to say that you're filthy up here, you know what I'm saying, it's basically saying you got it together and you're making it happen. So since that's exactly what I am and what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, I decided to write a song before I got out. This is actually written about a year or so ago when I was still in prison, and I wrote this song. And so this is I'm So Filthy right here, because that's what I am, filthy.
Yeah. I try to tell him I'm filthy, nigga. Huh? Yeah, nigga. What?
I'm so filthy.
Yeah.
I'm so filthy. I'm so filthy.
You feel me?
I'm so filthy. I'm so filthy.
206 shit.
I'm so filthy. I'm so filthy.
Bringing it home, nigga.
I'm so filthy. I'm so
crash out the pen. I've been down since 01, now it's 2010. I'm trying to cop the Benz, squat low, lay back, bubble to a Maybach, paint a money green, and nickname them Payback. Sit them on some gold, 26 is out of scorch, I'm having spinning like the Wheel of Fortune, and I'm past Sajak. And when I pull them out, play a C like Say That, and groupies trying to throw the coochie at me for the loochie love. I'm like the boss type, I live a blessed life, so if it's cracking in the A, we on the next flight. And in my city, if she's choosing, and we sending her real American gangsters you can't find in the cinema. We've been through it, in it too deep to ever climb out, but still made it. Watching these busters still hate it. Emerald City, business forever, town business. I don't care if they hate it. I'm filthy and stay faded.
I'm so filthy. I'm so filthy.
Credentials. I walked off 10 years and 90% is mental. I boast up. Pressure molded me to a diamond, so I'm flossed up. Getting money forever grinding and I toss up. Big watch, slip and get your wig rocked. But we ain't reckless, we eat beef for breakfast. Yeah. Rock big diamonds in our necklace and slide through the city get something to make a head twist. Smoking on something so potent. As soon as you hit it, the world revolves in slow motion. I'm talking about that Swamp 6 Hydro. Blowed off the bomb, I stay with fire like a pyro. I'm filthy like LeBron, pop my collar like the Bonds. Respected when we step inside the room, cause I'm a don. And even when I'm done, they'll still be scared I'ma come back. Like Machiavelli, Bill will always run rap, nigga.
I'm so filthy. I'm
game, boy. I ain't an Xbox. Some critics say by my music I'll be the next Pac. But ain't no slipping on the strip after the Tyson fight. Especially when I spit straight venom like viper bites. I light the night up as soon as my chain hits the light. And spit precisely what we go through in this ghetto life. How we conquered it. Got on some monster shit. I stomp the yard with goblins. I got a monster click. I got a monster whip. Sit him on 26s. Hit the button and drop it on all the pretty bitches. Fly through the city shitting. Twisting and bending blocks. Get at the baddest breezes. Get in the biggest squad. That's how we get out living. Fresh out of prison. We figured out that the spice in the pen ain't really living. So now we just get these ends. Never ride below a Benz. Love family. Fuck friends. No reason to make amends. Feel me?
V in the house. I am so filthy. I love that song. I love the beat. I love the effects. You even try to do a little singing off there on that one spot.
Oh yeah.
I'm feeling you too.
I mean, I get into that. I get into that a lot on this mixtape too. I sing all my own hooks on this mixtape, so you'll get a little dose of a little bit of everything from me. I do poetry. I got a book coming. I'm ready to hit you from every angle. So you know what I'm saying.
I want you to give the people exactly where they can reach you at, where they can hit you up at, and also if you're selling the CD online yet or where it's going to be selling online.
Okay, well, right now at this point in time, you know, being that I have just got out, I haven't had all the computer connections on there that I should have. So that's one thing that I'm in the process of getting. So right now the best way to reach me is on Facebook. But I do urge everybody, Facebook, you just search Veliville, and I pop right up. And I do urge everybody to check out. I urge everybody
check
to check out,
what?
my Reverb Nation site. Because on Reverb Nation, I got a site and everything. And I'm pushing that. And you got to sign up to be a fan, so that way it helps my ratings of what I got going on. So, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm in the process of putting up. But, I mean, I'm about to get on WorldStar and all that same other stuff. I just got to, you know, sit some time down instead of running around working on the music and work on the connection part. So, for now, you can reach me at Facebook, you know, sign up to be a friend. I'm going to accept everybody. Or you sign up to be a fan on Reverb Nation to help improve my ratings if you feel where I'm coming from. And if you want to purchase a CD, you can holler at me on Facebook and I'll make it happen. But here in a minute, I'm about to be in all the CD stores online as well. So.
Cool. Well,
and how do we find you on Facebook?
You,
what are you listed under?
Veliville. And the spelling of that is V-E-L-L-I-E-V-E-L.
Okay, well, look you up.
Please.
Plus,
do.
He's one of my friends, DJ. That way you can just hit it up on mine.
Well,
too,
isn't that
and look
nice?
At my friends.
Okay,
and
I'll do that.
I thank you again, Veli, for being on the show, man. I love the music. I love what you're doing. Keep it positive and, you know, blow that thing up, man, for real.
Man, I appreciate it, and I would love to come through and debut some more music as these projects keep rolling, because I'm like a machine. By the way, I just wanted to mention, I do have, so you know how much material you'll be hearing from me. When I was in prison, I wrote 892 songs.
Wow.
So, you know, just get comfortable with me, because I ain't going nowhere.
On the line, 763-763, identify yourself, area code 763.
This is 94 East.
94 East is in the house, baby. What's up? How
y'all
doing, man? What's up?
Hey,
I want to shout out to Belly Val. What's up, baby? Keep it rocking, baby.
Man?
Keep it rocking. This is Pepe.
Okay, that's what's up.
And, Y'all come in rocking every time, man, because I had them on the show before.
Yeah, every
like
time, man. That's how
other,
we roll, baby.
I'd like you to meet my other co-host, DJ. This isn't Paula, the one you met the first time. This is DJ in Florida. DJ,
I'm
this is 94 East.
All right. How you doing?
Now, wait, how you doing? What's your name again?
DJ.
DJ. I like that. That's easy. Well, how y'all doing?
Okay,
well, wait a minute. Where y'all at? In Florida?
I am.
Well, I'm in the ATL, of course.
Oh, okay.
ATL,
all right.
ATL.
Now, we got an artist out there that is on our label, Rio Dio, who's out in Atlanta, E-Class,
okay.
Who does gospel hip-hop. We coming out with his stuff in March.
Cool, because I love it all. I love it all. I want y'all to explain to the audience exactly who you are and what you guys do. 94 East.
Oh, baby. I got to go back far on that one. Well, 94 East was originated in the middle 70s, and we took Prince in the recording studio when he just turned 17 years old, and it was his first time in the recording studio, and we had a great, great, great time, you know. And so we put this band together, me and Marcy and then Christy Lazenberry, and we're 94 East. That's it, baby. This is, we do everything. You name it, we do. We do production. We do writing. We perform. We're musicians. We consult other artists. We consult attorneys. We consult managers on the business, you know, the business of music. That's what we do. We like to take people to that
cool.
next level.
Well, I want to get into these songs because I've got 5 tracks.
Wow.
I've been itching to play them. So, I want you to explain the song 1015 because I am so lost when I sing it. 1015, how you say it. I want to know that. Explain the premise of that song before I play it.
1015 was one of our songs that 94 East recorded in the 70s when we were signed with Polydor. We walked into the studio with Hank Cosby. Hank Cosby was the producer and writer for Once in My Life and My Sharia Moore with Stevie Wonder. He's one of the original Funk Brothers, and he loved our band, and he came here to Minneapolis. We got signed to Polydor, and he wrote one track for us called Fortune Teller, which he had another lead singer sing the track, and we did the backgrounds to it, but it was still 94 East, and that lead singer name was Colonel Abrams. And that was the first time that Colonel Abrams was in the studio and in a recording. So 1015 was one of those songs that we recorded at Sound 80, and we happened to run into Prince when we went in the studio. So we said, yo, man, what's up? And Prince said, what's going on, man? What you guys doing? I said, man, we recording our single because we were signed already. Prince hadn't been signed, and he just finished his demo for Warner Brothers, where he was about to shop his demo. And he says, well, man, can I play on that track? And I said, yeah, man, come on, you can play with us, man, you know that. Come on, let's go. And he turned around, and we went in the studio, and he recorded the guitar part on 1015. That's one of the songs that I wrote and co-produced with Hank Cosby.
Here we go. 1015 by 94 East.
Ever, babe, all I want to be is
can. I don't want to be the kind of guy who teases, and I don't want to be no player. I don't want to be no whatever, babe. All I want to be is your loving man.
That maybe one day I will.
94 East, Falling in Love. Boy, that song is like the whip for real. I love both of them
tracks.
That's
like
Mike.
That one.
Yeah, that's like
that. Man, that track, look, I had so many songs, I had to play it back to back. I said, look, I got to play this one because I got to hear it because I heard a snippet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you guys are musicians, and what do you play?
I play guitar and I play keyboards. Marcy plays keyboards. Are you there, Marcy? Where you at, baby?
Hey, I'm right here. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Where's she at? Where's my peeps, baby?
Oh,
there she go. What's up? We all write and we all play instruments and stuff. We have a studio right here in the home of, where we live at in Minnesota. And so when it's cold outside, I don't go outside. I go down to the studio.
Right. DJ,
yeah.
What did you think of those two songs?
It like butter. I love it.
DJ, I was hoping that you loved those songs because it brings back the romance. You know what I'm saying?
Goodness, yes, it does.
Hey, look out! Where you at? What part of Florida you at, baby?
I'm in Tallahassee. I'm holding it down for the Capitol.
All right, holding it down in Tallahassee. That's DJ, baby.
So how do you guys get influenced? How do you guys get influenced when you write your songs? I mean, what inspires you guys to come up with these particular songs? I mean, I'm always interested to hear how someone puts their music down.
Right, I hear you. Well, definitely, I'm pretty sure you've heard this before from other writers, it's definitely experience, you know, and it's, you know, when I wrote Falling in Love, it was like, you know, I didn't understand what love was all about, you know, when I was young, I used to just go out with girls and I'd tell them anything and wouldn't treat them right and, you know, and I just
preach, brother.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And then it hit you, you know what I mean? Because you didn't know what love is. You didn't know what it was all about. And I ran into this one girl who told me, she says, look, you know, I love you, but it's obvious that you don't love me, but you'll understand one day. One day you'll understand. And I'm going like, man, she don't know what she's talking about, you know. But she knew what she was talking about, you know. And it just came to a point where I just had to just put it down like that, you know what I mean? Like, falling in love is all right. It's okay, you know? And then I did see her, you know, later on in the years and stuff, and I told her, you know, you were right. You were right. I was wrong, and I didn't really, you know, want to make you cry, and I really didn't want to say goodbye. I just said it, you know, without thinking, you know? And I,
what
you know,
every woman wants to hear.
There
you were
go,
right.
Baby. Y'all listen to DJ. Y'all heard that?
Oh, Lord. I understand what you're saying about as far as experience, and that's how you write from things that you've been through because
right.
You know it. You know what I'm saying? I write, too, so I understand what you're talking about.
Right, because it has to
song,
be real. Because how are you going to portray it if it's not real, if you can't feel it? You know, how are you going
right.
to have your audience or someone feel what you're saying or believe what you're saying unless you actually went through it, you know what I'm saying? You know, or know someone who went through it that you can get the feelings from them so that you can get it out there. So other people that hear what you're saying, because we're not alone, you know. I'm not the only person
right.
who did what I did, you know. And and you connect. You connect with those people who were in that same boat.
Right. Well, tell me why.
Oh, wow.
Tell me why.
Okay, now Tell Me Why was when I fell in love and I got hurt. Okay.
Oh, poor boo boo.
You on the other DJ. DJ, throw him some tissue.
I did.
Some tissue
will
take me to Mamby Pamby land.
I'll
tell you. Yeah, that's when I got hurt. Yeah, it was Tell Me Why. You know, like this girl did to me what I did to other girls, and I didn't understand it, you know. So, you know, I got in that boat, you know. I didn't understand it. I said, well, tell me why, because, you know, it hurt me so bad that I thought that I would just never, ever fall in love again. I thought it was over. That was it, you know. And that's how that song came about, you know. It's just true feelings and true experiences in my life, you know. There you go.
Tell me why. I never thought I'd fall in love.
Woo. Tell me why.
Wow.
Tell me why. I love that song, man. You know, a lot of the music you guys have is soulful, and you can feel the soul in it. There's something that's missing from today's music that's going on. You know, a lot of today's music don't have too much feeling. It's just there, you know, so you can hear it, of course,
right,
and jam to it, but it doesn't have no feeling or no soul.
That's because of the romance.
Back in the day.
Right. Got to bring back the romance, you know. Everybody's just hitting and missing. There's no romance, you know. There's no. You got to have those type of, there's a few out there, but you got to have those type of songs where you can sit on the couch with your old lady and stuff and, you know what I'm saying, and talk to her all nice and have a nice conversation and, you know, tell her how you feel. She tell you how you feel, you know.
How romantical.
Right.
You know.
I want to know how you guys feel about music today. I mean, how do you feel about, you know, R&B now?
Well, you know, I definitely like it, but, you know, what happens is that everyone starts to sound the same at one point. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in music when rock and roll basically first started. You know, it was out for maybe like 8-10 years or something or so. And when everybody started sounding the same, and then it changed. And then they went to, after the doo-wop, if you want to call it doo-wop, my uncle hates that. My uncle's with Little Anthony and the Imperials, and he just hates that doo-wop stuff. And he just doesn't love like that at all, you know. But R&B, we'll call it. And then the Motown sound came in, you know. And then after the Motown sound came in, I believe it was disco came in after that, and everybody started doing disco and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and after that, I think it was like Fly and the Family Stone type of music with Jimi Hendrix and Earth, Wind & Fire, you know. And then Minneapolis sound came in and stuff. Philadelphia had their sound too. And then Memphis had their sound. And you had the Minneapolis sound. And then hip-hop came right after that. You know, and now where it's hip-hop, everything sounds the same. Everybody's doing the same thing. You know, I would love to hear a rap artist, and I love rap artists. We have one side to our label, you know, anyway. But I would love to hear a rap artist start a song off without going like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do something else, you know. You know, put your hands in the air, wave them like they don't care. I would love to be a little bit more creative in what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I love the music of today, but, you know, it's just to a point right now where everybody sounds the same. You know,
correct.
You know, but I like it. Now the artists, I would prefer. I don't know if they do, because I don't know a lot of the artists out here personally. You know, but you know, I would hope that they are students of what they do. You know what I'm saying? Of this business, and that they know where you know, all of the history has come from. You know, of all the other groups before them, how they suffered, you know, how they were picked on, and racial things came about, that they had to fight all of this. They had to fight the gangsters. They had to fight the record companies to get their money. There's groups out there, legends, who can't even use their name anymore because they were broke and they had to wind up selling their name, you know, and now you have different groups out there calling themselves these. Like, for instance, take the Drifters, you know, the Drifters, Charlie Wilson and the Drifters. I seen him on TV one day. He was crying like a baby because of the fact that he couldn't use that name anymore. You
right.
know, and they had a bunch of other guys calling themselves the Drifters. And they out there on tour making money, you know. And he wasn't even part of it, but he was the original Drifter, you know. And,
right.
You know, all these things that they had to go through, the Chitlin Circuit, you know. You know, not making any money at all, you know. It was just, you know, and now the artists today, you know, they can go into a guitar center, they can buy all this equipment, they can make CDs at home on their computer, they can make labels and stuff, you know, and all the music is digital, so it's all clean. You got the same sounds that Jay-Z have or Lady Gaga or Beyonce have. You know, you got the same sounds as they have, so everything is comparable, you know. So now you got to have this gimmick. Everybody has to have a gimmick now because everything sounds the same, you know. So, you know, what are you going to do? So somewhere along the line, it's going to change and it's going to come up, you know. Somebody's going to come up with a new sound, you know, like a Minneapolis sound or a Philadelphia sound or the Motown sound, and it's going to change everything all over again. And then everybody's going to go running toward that sound until they wear that out, until something else comes up. I think a little bit of R&B is coming back into the picture, too, because there's like at least two generations who haven't heard that music.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, you know, I mean, my uncle, you know, he's with Little Anthony and Imperials. He's the founding member. And they just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and last year. And I was there, and I was hanging out with Bootsy and Russell Simmons and Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Christy was there with me, Run DMC, and, you know, we had such a great time. But these are legends, you know, Bobby Womack and stuff, you know. I mean, these are, you know, we met the bass player who played for Elvis Presley and stuff, you know. It was just unbelievable, you know. And these people suffered. I mean, they really suffered. I remember one of the Imperials had told me, Ernest Wright had told me one day, he went into the office. They were signed with Roulette Records, and he went into the office to get his money. And, you know, and this guy came from behind his desk, stepped on his foot.
What?
And looked in his face and said, "Don't you ever come in here asking me for anything. Now get out of my office." And not those words. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to swear. He said, "Now get the out of my office," you know.
Wow.
And then Ernest told me that the dude still had his foot on Ernest's foot pressed down, and Ernest couldn't even move. He couldn't move. He was trying to move his foot, and he couldn't move his foot. And the guy was telling him to get out. And he just held him there. Then the guy lifted up his foot so he can go, and the guy, and then Ernest left. I mean, these are, and this is light stuff. I'm talking, this is light stuff. There were groups that were actually kidnapped. They're supposed to be going playing for a black audience, and they get kidnapped, and when they landed at the airport, and they got to go and play for a white audience. You know,
that's crazy,
all of these
man.
Things, you know, it's happening, and more. You know, that they got to read up, find out about the history and what they went through, the stuff that Etta James went through, you know, the stuff that Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, what they went through, you know, Chubby Checker, the Temptations, you know, Smokey, the Miracles, you know. I mean, all of these guys, you know, even Stevie. Stevie Wonder used to date my sister, you know, back in the day, you know what I mean? If he could see, he would know he shouldn't have dated her, you know. No, she's fine. She's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to ask some kind of jokes
to give your information
kind of way, you know,
so people know where they can hit you guys up, buy your music, and check in on you guys.
Oh, yeah. We're at pepemusic.com, Facebook.
94 East Minneapolis on MySpace.
Yeah, and then you can get our music on iTunes. You can get our music on Amazon.com. You can get our music on Napster. Anywhere where they have download services, we're distributed by E1 Entertainment. And they're one of the biggest independent distributors out here. And the songs that you play are on our new CD, 94 East, featuring Prince on guitar with 1015 and Fortune Teller. And we also have out another CD called Symbolic Beginnings. That's the first time that Prince was in a recording studio. We're just about to put out the Cookhouse 5. The Cookhouse 5 album is coming out next year, just before May. And that those songs are the first times that Prince was in the recording studio. And we recorded 5 songs. And they're going into the what is it, Christy? What is
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Library and Archives is a new addition coming.
Right. They're building a new library in Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that those songs have been donated from us to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show again and enlightening us, and also with the music, for real, because I'm feeling you guys through and through. Everything is so, like, you know, like music's supposed to be.
Thank you. I do music myself,
and I listen to music all the time, and I'm listening to all this really garbage out here, and I'm not feeling it. So
right, I feel you.
It's nice to hear somebody that is refreshing, putting down something that's real, and it sounds soulful. It hits your soul and makes you think. You know?
Thank you.
So,
thank
DJ,
you,
you have anything to
I'm
just excited. I love what you're doing. So just keep doing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we do have our label, and we have a few artists that we have signed on our label. Marshall Charloff is one of them, and he has the first Cougars song, and you can get that on iTunes. His name is Marshall Charloff, and the song is Cougars. We just signed this young lady who's going to just blow the charts up. Her name is Faith, and she'll be coming out with her record next year. And also E-Class, the gospel hip-hop artist, is coming up, coming out with his music also next year.
Well, I would love to interview those folks once their music is out and people can come and, you know, people can go and get it. So
absolutely.
I'll be hitting you guys up, especially on Facebook. So I'm just going to look you guys up, 94 East on Facebook.
I know.
Again, thank you for being on the show. I'm going to play the song Fortune Teller to end the show. Thank you, DJ, and we'll talk to you next week, DJ.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much, you guys. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, you're
right
welcome.
Back at you.
Future, please.